Hi, this is Keith, your host, and it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
Guys, loony.
And we're the Retrobots, David, Tom,
and Jill.
The Retro Radio Podcast, the internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows.
You didn't read about it in the papers?
Visit us today at retro-otr.com. Leave us a comment, send us email.
You mean you'll do it for us?
Go stick your head in a buzzsaw!
We would love to hear from you. Hi, this is Keith, your host at the Retro Radio Podcast. And today we have sort of a long show from Lux Radio Theater, the pride of the Yankees. And what would that date be there, Mr. David?
October 4th, 1943.
All right, thanks. And it is a long show. It's almost a whole hour, so I will make sure I cut my comments short and just say thanks for visiting. Thanks for dialing the show. And you can always stop by the webpage at retro-otr.com and leave us a comment or a suggestion. I'm always making lots of changes on the site, and there are some things coming up that will be announced later. And take it away.
The pride of the Yankees.
Yeah, it's that baseball story about Lou Gehrig.
It's not about Halloween, is it?
No, it's about how Lou Gehrig became a world-class baseball player, even though his family wanted him to stay in college.
No monsters, no murder, or scary stuff.
Well, he does get sick, and retires from baseball at the peak of his career.
Does he die at the end?
Well, he eventually. Oh, never mind, Tom, you're one sick retrobit.
Yeah, but it's going to be Halloween soon. Where's all the scary stuff?
Don't worry, it's on the way. This is just in honor of the baseball playoffs and World Series coming up.
Alright, now here's our featured presentation.
Lux presents Hollywood. The Lux Radio Theater brings you Gary Cooper in The Pride of the Yankees with Virginia Bruce and Edgar Buchanan. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow afternoon in New York's Yankee Stadium, the exciting cry of play ball will begin another World Series. In the clubhouse under the grandstand, as game time comes near, the players will be pulling their uniforms out of the lockers, and there'll be jokes and horseplay because ball players are like that. But one of those lockers will not be open tomorrow. That locker has never been used by anyone since the day in June 1939 when Lou Gehrig hung up his glove for the last time. Lou Gehrig is one of baseball's immortals. His records are on the books for all to read. But Gary Cooper is here on this stage not to bring us a baseball story, but a drama of human courage. The story of a man who knew his destiny and faced it without flinching. That story is the one told in Samuel Goldwyn's fine motion picture, The Pride of the Yankees. And starring with Gary tonight, we present Virginia Bruce and Edgar Buchanan. Lou Gehrig is in the great American tradition, and there certainly is no better choice than Gary Cooper to play the part. I've called on Gary twice in pictures to play heroes from that same tradition, and he's busy with a third one for me now, in the story of Dr. Wassel. You know, this evening is a real occasion on this stage, for it was just 9 years ago that Lux Toilet Soap presented the first play in the Lux Radio Theater. And do you remember what was happening then? The Italians were marching into Ethiopia, and Mussolini's army was considered one of the strongest in the world. The first Thin Man picture came out that year, and skirts, believe it or not, were being worn just above the ankle. 9 years ago, millions of you were already using our product. Since then, scientists have made Lux Toilet Soap even better, and millions more have joined our family circle. Now here's the anniversary curtain going up on the first act of The Pride of the Yankees, starring Gary Cooper as Lou Gehrig, with Virginia Bruce as Ellie, Edgar Buchanan as Sam Blake, and Elsa Johnson as Mom.
Son, I will say to your face, you are good for nothing, Lou Gehrig. All baseball players are good for nothing. Loafers in short pants.
what Lou Gehrig's mother told him the day she found out he was a ball player. She was all against it at first, but she came around later. By the way, my name's Sam Blake, and I'm a sports writer. I was kind of a special friend of Lou's, so I know a lot about him. That's what I'm here for now. I want you to know him, too, the way I did. Yeah, Lou's mother had great plans for him. Even when he was just a kid, she had plans. Like the afternoon, he came home after a game of sandlot baseball and told his mother he'd like to quit, too.
How can you say that? Look at your papa. Look at me. We didn't go to school. And what are we? A janitor, a cook. I want you to be somebody.
Sure, Mom, sure.
Like your Uncle Otto, Louis. Don't you see, Louis? That's why I'm cooking up at Columbia College. So you can go there someday and be an engineer like your Uncle Otto.
But, Mom, maybe I ain't cut out to be an engineer.
What do you want to know?
I
want to
be a... Gee, I don't know, Mom. An engineer, I guess.
Lou went to school. He even went to Columbia. Worked his way through waiting on tables in a fraternity house. He'd been playing ball all the time, made the varsity. Then one evening he showed up at home for dinner wearing a pledge pin.
Hi, Mom.
What?
I just said hi.
All right. Hi.
Notice anything, Mom?
I noticed Papa is late and the soup's getting cold. Sit down, Lou.
Mom, look. I'm wearing a pin. Sigma Alpha Psi.
Oh, Lou. They took you in?
Yeah, this afternoon.
Oh, Lou, everything's going so fine now.
Well, this is just a pledge pin. I get the real pin before long, and when I get it, I'm supposed to give it to my best girl. You still my best girl, Mom?
Always.
Well, it'll mean you'll have to go steady with me. You can't even look at anybody else.
Not even Papa?
All right, Papa.
I didn't know Lou then, but I heard all about those days from his mother. First time I ever ran across him was up at Southfield. I was sitting in an office one spring afternoon talking to the Columbia football coach. Over on Southfield, they were practicing baseball.
Well, Sam, I'm going to build my football team around a new man next fall. A great halfback.
That's so?
Yes, sir. One of the most promising kids I've ever... What the...
Well, you can send for a man to fix that window. Somebody gunning for you, Jim?
Well, there it is. A baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah. Come over here to the window. See that fella trotting around the bases? That's the halfback I was telling you about. Lou Gehrig, a line-plunging fool.
Football? For a kid that can hit a baseball this far?
Well, Sam, there's a pretty stiff wind blowing in this direction.
Yeah? Well, that wind could blow him right into the major league. I got hold of Lou one afternoon a few days later. I told him Miller Huggins of the Yankees would like to give him a chance to play ball. He looked at me like he was going to faint.
Yankees? You mean the New York Yankees?
I don't mean the Chillicothe Yankees.
Oh, thanks, gee, that's wonderful, but I'm going to be an engineer.
Engineer, that's what he told me. And I guess he would have been an engineer, except something happened. Getting philosophical, it was one of those corners you turn in life. Just a little twist in the road.
Hiya, Pop. Dinner ready yet?
Lou, listen. Mommy's sick.
What do you mean, sick?
Mama? Yes. She never said anything, but now she's sick.
Well, just get a doctor. I'll go right away.
No, he's here. He's in there with her now. She didn't want him because it would cost $2.
Well, what's wrong? What did he say?
Here he is. Well, doctor, is it serious, doctor?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
We've got to get your wife to the hospital immediately. The general hospital is rather crowded just now, but I'll see if I can make a ring.
There must be room in one of the wards.
Wait a minute. Mom's not going to a ward. She's going to have the best of everything. A good room in a private hospital.
Lou, beggars can't be choosers. A private hospital costs money, and where are we going to get it?
Well, I know where I can get it. I'll get an advance on my salary.
On what?
My salary. I've got a chance to join the Yankees. Oh, nurse.
Yes?
Nurse, can we see Mrs. Gehrig now?
I think so. We're going to take her downstairs for another treatment. But you can only stay a moment.
That's all right. I've got to catch a train and...
I see. We'll bring her right out. Wait here.
Thank you. Well, Pop, did you read that contract?
It's wonderful, Lou. Wonderful. Now you're a real baseballer, huh?
Sure. It's signed by Miller Huggins. He's the Yankees manager.
Louis, there's one thing I don't understand. If you're going to be with the Yankees, why are they sending you from New York to Hartford to bring you back to New York?
Well, they're sending me to play with the Hartford team for a while to give me the experience I need. That's the way they work it.
Uh-huh. How are you going to work it?
Work what?
Mama, you're going to tell her?
Well, sure, she'll understand.
Yeah, sure. I think I'll go for a walk.
Well, you stay here, Pop.
Rudy.
There she is. Hello, Mom.
Look, I'm like a baby in a carriage, Louis.
Well, you let him wheel you around here till you're all well again, here? How's my best girl, Mom?
Fine.
Well, how are they treating you?
Wonderful. I can't get over how much they give you here for nothing.
Well, that's great, Mom. Now, look, I want to tell you something.
Excuse me a minute. I'm going for a smoke.
Come here, Pop.
What's the matter?
Well, it's nothing, Mom. Really, I'm going away, that's all. I'm going to Hartford.
Harvard College. Oh, that's wonderful. You are going to be a great engineer, and Harvard Engineering School is good, huh?
Well, you see,
I'm afraid you'll have to take her now.
Oh, well, I'll tell you about it later, Mom. Goodbye.
Suppose Mama finds out. What about me?
Well, protect yourself in the clinches, Pop.
Go on. Wait, what about mail? Suppose Mama writes you.
Well, she'll write the letters, but you'll mail them, see?
But what about the money you'll be sending me? How will I explain that?
Well, tell her you got a job.
A job? Who, me?
You. Goodbye, Pop.
Louis, wait. What kind of a job?
Well, that's up to you. Goodbye.
I got a job.
But what?
I know. Politics.
Good morning, Mrs. Gehrig.
Good morning, Mrs. Roberts. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Gehrig.
Good morning.
Well, you saw the papers this morning.
Papers. The one says white, the other black. I never read them.
But you must be very proud of your son.
My Lou, of course. But I just can't get over how wonderful everything is with my husband, Mr. Gehrig, you know. You want to know when he leaves for work? When he feels like it. Political at $25 a week.
Wow.
What is it, Papa? Wow what?
Nothing. Just wow.
Oh, now, who's that? Oh, Mrs. Fardini, good morning.
Oh, I couldn't wait for you to come to the door. Isn't it exciting?
It's in the paper all about Lou. See, isn't it great?
Shut up.
What is it all about?
What did you read in the paper about a Lou?
Paper, Lou?
Here it is. Read it.
Gary recalled from Hartford by Yankee.
Mama, we'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it now.
Hey, Mom. Hello, Mom. Yeah, thanks. Hey, look, if you don't mind, I think there are a few things I ought to talk over with the folks. Well, how's my best girl, Mom? What's the matter, Mom?
Well, I'd better go, too.
Where? To work?
I'll be right back, Louis.
Mom, about Hartford. I didn't go there just because I wanted to play baseball. I went because we needed the money. You were sick, and the doctor said you might die.
I wish I had died rather than see you give up everything you planned. For what? To play ball. Oh, a disgrace like that.
Well, it's not such a disgrace to play with the Yankees.
That's what we came to America for? So that you would play baseball? After all my plans for you to follow after your Uncle Otto.
Mom, people have got to live their own lives. Nobody can live it for you. Well, nobody could have made a ball player out of Uncle Otto. And nobody can make anything but a ball player out of me.
To my own son, I'll say it to your face. You are a good-for-nothing, Lou Gehrig. All baseballers are good-for-nothing. Loafers in short pants.
Mom, you've never been to a ball game. Maybe there's something to it. Say, why don't you come out some afternoon and watch?
Never, never. I don't see Lou.
He's not out on the field yet, Mama. The game hasn't started.
You sure we came to the right baseball park?
Yes, Mama.
Oh, and those men down there, they are not the players?
No, Mama. They are getting the field ready, Mama.
Oh, what do they do with the pillows?
They are not pillows. They are bases. You slide into them, Mama.
I slide into them?
Just watch, Mama. Huh? Just watch.
Get your scorecard. You can't tell the players without a scorecard, lady.
My own son, I can tell. The others are none of my business.
Your son playing?
Sure. Lou Gehrig.
Gehrig? Never heard of him. Substitute?
No. Yankee.
Well, Mom didn't get a chance to see Lou that afternoon. Not in action, anyway. It was a long time and a lot of baseball games later before he came up to bat. It happened at Comiskey Park in Chicago.
Gehrig,
Get up there.
Oh, me?
Yes, you. You're batting for Wally Pipp. Now get a hold of one, kid.
Oh, sure, Mr. Huggins.
Lou started off the bench like a blue streak. Here was his chance. So what did he do? He goes right up to the pile of bats, slips on him and falls flat on his back. There was a girl at the game that day in the field box just back of first base. It was Eleanor Twitchell started that. Tanglefoot, she said, and the crowd took it up like a battle cry.
Oh, Tanglefoot!
Well, Eleanor, you really started something.
Didn't I? Dreadful, isn't it, Dad?
Tanglefoot! Whoa!
I seem to tie a label on that rookie.
What's his name?
Garrig.
He looks like a hitter, though, from where I sit.
Oh, nice!
I knew he could hit, Eleanor.
Yeah. Well, look, Dad, he doesn't have a display right at me. I guess he knows I started it. He's an awful mad ball player, isn't he?
In Chicago, the Yankees used to have dinner in the same restaurant every night. After Lou's first game, I was there eating with him when Eleanor Twitchell and her father came in.
Hiya, Yankees! Enjoying your stay in Chicago?
Well, hello there.
Hello there, losers.
Hello, Mr. Twitchell. Tell your boys to bring their horseshoes with them when they come to New York next trip.
Oh, you can't win with alibis. Oh, hello, Mr. Blake.
Hello, Miss Twitchell.
Say, how's the rookie, Andy?
Look out.
Oh!
Hey, come on, pick her up. Pick her up.
Just over the chair.
Hey, ha-ha, Tanglefoot.
Come on, pick her up. You okay, Miss Twitchell?
Sure, I'm okay. Boy, what a Brody.
Well, that's all right, Miss Twitchell. A thing like that can happen to anybody. Miss Twitchell, this is Mr. Gary.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Miss Twitchell.
What's so funny? Oh, all right, we're even.
Well, if we're even, maybe you'll sit down with me.
Sure. Well, Mr. Gehrig, I hear this is your first game today.
My first appearance, and am I glad to get out of the lumber business. Oh, but you wouldn't know what that means. That means...
No, I know what it means.
Well, what does it mean?
Picking splinters off of your pants from sitting on the bench so long.
Gee, you do know, don't you?
How long do you expect to stay off the bench, Mr. Gehrig?
Well, I'll tell you, I got a hunch I'm going to play for a long while.
Uh-oh, Wally Pitt must be awfully sick.
Hey, what are you doing with this Yankee?
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Mr. Twitchell.
This is my father, Mr. Gehrig.
Well... Hello, Mr. How do you do?
Oh, you're the Yankees' first baseman, eh?
Yes, sir, at last.
Well, I like the way you stand up to the ball, Gehrig. A lot of power there.
Well, there, Miss Twitchell. Your father knows a ball player when he sees one.
Yes, he stands up to the plate fine.
Yes, he does. And he falls down on the bat pretty good, too, Dad. Tanglefoot.
Nice playing those last two games, Lou. If it's picked long enough, you'll have a good chance to show what you can do.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Say, Blake.
What?
Blake, you know a lot about women.
Me? Oh, certainly.
Well, what does it mean when a girl says you remind her of a Newfoundland puppy?
Well, if it was an Airedale, that'd be bad. Police dog, that'd be fatal. But a Newfoundland puppy. I'd see her again if I was you.
Well, you didn't say Airedale. Thanks, Blake. I'll take your advice.
This is Anderson, Mr. DeMille, and our stars, Gary Cooper, Virginia Bruce, and Edgar Buchanan, will return in Act Two of The Pride of the Yankees. And now, a young man and a girl who's made a hit.
See, Mary, what a break to meet a girl like you. Look, I'm on a date tomorrow. I've only got a few days leave, and I sure want to see you some more.
Yes, Mary's made a hit. And she gives the credit to her smart new dress.
Of course. I know that shade of blue is just right for me. And the hat helped, too.
But if you asked Bill what Mary wore that evening, he'd tell you...
Oh, I don't know. Something keen, all right. The hat? It seems to me it was little. All I remember is how pretty she looked.
Boy, what a complexion. Which proves again that a new dress is all very fine. But it's lovely skin that really does the trick. Yes, a soft, smooth complexion is the charm that wins. And clever girls know a quick, easy care that protects this charm. Helps skin to be fresher, more appealing. They depend on the daily beauty facials 9 out of 10 screen stars use. Active lather facials with Lux toilet soap. Here's what they do.
Just smooth the creamy lather well in, lots and lots of it. Then rinse with warm water and splash on cold. Pat dry with a soft towel. Simple, but it works.
Now, why don't you try Hollywood beauty facials every single day? You'll find Lux toilet soap rich lather gives your complexion gentle, thorough care. Really brings it new loveliness.
Active Lather whisks away stale cosmetics, every trace of dust and dirt, leaves skin feeling satin smooth. Why not ask your dealer for Lux toilet soap tomorrow? And if he's temporarily out of stock due to wartime conditions, he'll have more soon. Remember, Hollywood beauty soap is worth waiting for. Now, our producer, Mr. DeMille.
Act two of The Pride of the Yankees, starring Gary Cooper as Lou Gehrig, with Virginia Bruce as Ellie, and Edgar Buchanan as Sam Blake.
Yeah, Lou took my advice all right. Every time the team got back to Chicago, he went scooting out to see if he could find Eleanor Twitchell. He found her, too. They got along fine. Yes, sir, especially the time Lou took her dancing out to a nightclub. That night was another turning point in Lou's life.
Well, Mr. Garrett, your first World Series.
No, don't say that, not yet. We've got six more cities waiting for us, and anything can happen. Say, do you realize this is my last night in Chicago this season, and this is goodbye?
Ah, well, a lot of them. Six more to go. Six more goodbyes.
Six more of what?
Well, you play in seven cities. When you're on the road, you must have a girl in every city. A ball player is like a sailor, isn't he? A girl in every port. What's Miss Boston's name?
I never had a girl in Boston.
Haven't?
No.
What about Philadelphia?
No.
St. Louis?
No.
Cleveland? Washington? New York?
Hey, you forgot Chicago.
Chicago? Who?
Well, aren't you my girl?
Why, Lou, I don't know what you mean by your girl. Your best girl, is that what you mean?
Well, I've seen you 4 days in a row, and you're out with me here tonight. Isn't that what best girls do?
Is it? I wonder if I'm going to miss you.
Can't you find out before I go?
No, isn't that too bad? Why is it always like that?
I have no idea.
Seems silly, doesn't it? I like that tune, don't you? Can you dance with me?
Sure.
Lou.
What?
Lou, if I do miss you, I wish I knew how much I was going to.
I wish you knew before I left.
Shall I try?
How?
Well, shall I? Lou, where do you go from here?
Detroit.
All right. You see, I close my eyes and make believe it's tomorrow night and then I'm dancing with someone else.
Oh, yeah, I get the idea.
All right, you ready? Eyes are closed. Are you in Detroit?
Yep, I'm sitting in the lobby of the Statler Hotel.
Now, who am I dancing with? Let me see. Who do I know? Harold Chandler. Phil Talbot, Jim Johnson, Jack Austin, Bill Stitt. Sam,
hey.
What?
I'm tired of this game. I don't like it. I'm back in Chicago.
And I'm laughing again.
The Yankees won the pennant that year, played against the Cardinals in the World Series. One morning in St. Louis, just before the game, the boys went over to a hospital for crippled kids. The rest of the team left, and Lou was sitting talking to a little boy, a little fellow who couldn't walk.
Mr. Peary, do you want to guess my ball, too?
Sure, let's see it.
There's Babe Ruth playing there. He promised to be at a home for me today.
Well, what do you know? Say, you're quite a fan, aren't you?
I like baseball. I used to play a lot.
And you play again. Billy, you know there isn't anything you can't do if you try hard enough.
I think so.
Sure.
Are you not playing one for me this afternoon?
Well, you've already been promised one by Babe Ruth.
What's it?
Well, that's a pretty tall order. Okay.
Did you not two homers?
Two homers? In a World Series?
Well, Mr. Gehrig, you said that you could do anything if you tried hard enough. That's what you said.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I'll hit two homers for you if you'll hit one for me.
Me? How?
You've got to promise me that one of these days you're going to get up out of this bed and go home on your own power.
But how can I?
If you want to do something hard enough, you can do it. Hey, we can both do it, can't we?
Sure we can.
Well, that's the idea. Well, so long, Billy.
So long, Mr. Gehrig.
Just make it Lou.
Oh, so long, Lou.
Read all about it. Paper, Yankee stars. Both gets over.
Both have horror.
Gehrig gets storm.
Pepper.
Both gets wild.
Gehrig gets storm.
Pepper.
Get him in New York.
Where's Gehrig?
Hey, Lou.
Hello, Sam.
Conductor's got a telegram for you, Lou.
Here you are, Mr. Gehrig.
Oh, thank you.
That was a great thing this afternoon, Mr. Gehrig. Two home runs in the World Series.
Love.
What?
Love, it says. Love.
Who says?
Hey, conductor, get me to Chicago.
Wait a minute.
Tonight. Say, how can I do it? Stop the train. Let me off.
Well, you can change trains at 10.
I'll change.
Lou, listen. Who says love?
Who?
Who? Look, I'm the one who's asking.
Who? You know, Sam, you're a fine fella. I like you. Goodbye, Sam.
He's nutty enough to be on the Dodgers.
what's the idea?
Oh, hello, officer.
What are you doing around here? You don't live in this house.
No.
Well, what are you doing here then?
Well, I was calling on a young lady.
At 4 o'clock in the morning. What for?
Well, if you must know, I'm calling on the young lady that I asked her to marry me.
I see. And who are you?
My name's Lou Gehrig.
Lou who?
Gehrig.
Gehrig? Hey, let me see you. Yeah. I didn't recognize you in the dark. My name is O'Toole. Oh, I'm glad to know you, Gehrig.
What is it?
Is Miss Twitchell home?
Yeah, we want to see Miss Twitchell.
A policeman? What's she done?
Nothing yet. Wake her up and tell her Lou Gehrig wants to see her, will you?
Yes, sir. Will you? Will you come in and wait in the parlor?
Yeah. Go on in, Lou. Go ahead.
I'll call her. Miss Twitchell?
Sit down, Lou. Sit down. Don't be such a baby.
Oh, thanks, officer.
Miss Twitchell? What is it? A policeman wants to see you. A policeman? And a fellow named Lou Gehrig. Lou? Crazy. Lou? Oh, Lou.
I got your wire. I came right away.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Look, it says love.
Yes, love. Oh, lots of love.
Eleanor.
Oh, Lou. I miss you.
Well, I guess you don't need me anymore.
Louise would be home any minute now. I don't know what to do to him. I love a surprise party.
Look, it's ruined.
Papa, stop touching the food.
I give you the instructions. You said you would tear up, but you got it wrong. You have ruined everything.
I couldn't help it, Mr. Gehrig. I just delivered the cake, that's all.
What happened?
Look, it's a baseball player on top of the cake. They made Louis a right-handed batter.
I didn't even know what it was. Mr. Apple just told me to deliver it.
Only one in America that don't know that Louis is a southpaw, and he has to be our gate.
Maybe nobody will notice it, Papa.
A right-handed batter. Oh.
Here he comes. Quiet, everybody. Quiet, quiet.
Hide, everybody, hide.
And, oh, ma'am.
Yay, welcome home.
Hey. Hey, what is all this? Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mom. How's my best girl?
Oh, wonderful.
Now, wait. I've got a surprise for you, too.
Quiet,
quiet. Mom, this is Ellie. I mean, Eleanor Twitchell.
Hello, Mrs. Gehrig.
And this is my Pop.
How are you?
Mom, Pop, there's something I've got to tell you. I guess there's only one way to do this.